वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनाशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुर्वे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यामनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। नम ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यादेशतारिणे। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पेभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे
Welcome everyone for the Sunday feast program on this series on 12 Mahajans, and today's topic is Janak Maharaj. After discussing on Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Prahlad Maharaj and all the other Mahajans, today we are discussing on Janak Maharaj. So when I was coming to give class, some devotees were telling, we are wondering what are you going to speak on Janak Maharaj, because we have not heard many stories on Janak. And I said, yes, I have also not heard many stories. So, but whatever few we have heard, we would like to share and get some lessons from that. Because in Ramayana also, when we read about Janak Maharaj, we only read with focus on Sita Swayamvar and marriage to Lord Ram. So we don't hear anything focused on Maharaj Janak as Mahajan, as his life story. And then when we I think the only place where I heard of Maharaj Janak is in Bhagavad Gita, which Prabhupada, and in 12 Mahajans in Bhagavatam. And these two things Prabhupada quotes everywhere throughout different literatures. Even if you search all Srila Prabhupada's books, it is mentioned Janak Maharaj just as the name among one of the 12 Mahajans. But in Bhagavad Gita, this verse, Karmanevhi sam siddhim asthita janak adaya, where Lord Krishna is teaching to Arjun the science of karma yoga, of sticking to one's prescribed form of duties. In that section, this example very clearly stands out. Just like King Janak performed his duties. In fact, Janak's example is so prominent in terms of performing his prescribed duties as a king and simultaneously being a self-realized soul. Many sages would get bewildered because he would get respect as the highest of saints. But on one side, he would be dressed, he would talk like a king, he would walk like a king, his associates like king, he would be decorated with ornaments like king, he would command like a king, he would order and instruct like a king. But many saints would come and take instructions from him and respect him. So some other saints would get bewildered that why this king is getting so much respect. This king is getting more respect than the renounced order, than the renounced sages. Many renunciants. So that's bewildering sometimes. Why is getting, they are all bowing down to him. Is it because he is offering them a great wealth, that's why they are bowing down to him, because he is such a rich king. And Janak's example as being a self-realized soul, while continuing to be a householder, not becoming a sannyasi, continuing to be a householder and in the worldly duties, still being a self-realized soul, is so prominent that it is quoted whenever some householder talks about, better I take sannyas. So he is told, just look at Janak. Janak performed his duties, you also perform duties. So I was surprised, that kind of example Janak is quoted. See, Janak stayed as a grahastha and performed, you also perform. And one example we have in Bhagavad Gita, where Arjun wanted to renounce everything and he was completely fed up of the worldly duties and all the diplomacy and all the politics. He wanted to renounce with all the faults of materialism. And Lord Krishna said, see, Janak perform. And now Arjun has heard this example of Janak. So later on, when Yudhishthira falls into lamentation, after the battle is over and Yudhishthira is lamenting, and Yudhishthira is thinking, because of me, so much bloodshed, so much war, and I just, better I renounce everything and become a sannyasi. That time Arjun is quoting to Yudhishthira. And Arjun is telling, no need to become a sannyasi. See, King Janak. So previously Arjun was in the same condition, now he is telling, see, King Janak, he wanted to renounce, and his wife and the sages told him, no need to renounce, you can continue as a self-realized soul in the grahastha order, in kingly order. So I was thinking, wow, Janak's example is quite prominent. So that is the theme which is there in all the stories which I heard from all different sources. Now many of these stories I have not read in Prabhupada's books. It is not in Bhagavatam and not from Gita. But I have heard, and because they link to the theme, I am going to speak. So you like it or not. Because the story is linked to the theme and theme becomes very clear. So I said, what's wrong? As long as Siddhant is clear, nothing wrong. And therefore, after this class, I'm not taking any questions, because if you ask me what is the source of this story and that story, I have no idea. So, but the stories are interesting, so some of these stories. First of all, as we know, Janak Maharaj, coming from Nimi, King Nimi's clan dynasty. Now, King Nimi's son, I have written the dynasty here. Yeah, King Nimi His son was King Mithi, after whom the name Mithila came, Mithila Naresh. And after that, his son was Janak. Now, some of the history is that because of that king's name Janak, after that all the kings, they were called Janak. But each Janak had his own name. Like Janak is a post, any king who came in that dynasty and this. But then each Janak had a name. And in that dynasty, after that king Janak, his son got the special, the great bow, which was used for the Swayamvar of Mother Sita from Lord Shiva. The name of the bow was Hardhanu. That was the name. So he got that special gift from Lord Shiva, and that was preserved in the dynasty. But it was so big and so beautiful and so heavy that nobody could lift. No demigod, no Gandharva, no demon, Rakshas, Asura, nobody could lift that and string that bow. And it was handed over down kings to kings. And then there's one king which came, his name is Harasvaroma. Harasvaroma is the father of this Janak, who is the father of Mother Sita. And then he gave birth to this King Janak, who is the father of Mother Sita, and his name was Shridhvaja, and he has his brother Kushadhvaja. So Shridhvaja had two daughters, Sita and Urmila, and Kushadhvaja had two daughters. And as we know the further story, all these four daughters got married to the four brothers, Ram, Lakshman, Bharat, Shatrughna. Now, it is mentioned that this King Janak, now let us focus on father of Mother Sita, how he had no child, so therefore he was performing this big yagya, big fire sack, and there was a famine in the kingdom, and he was performing this yagya. And for that he was ploughing the fields. And when he was ploughing the fields, as soon as he was ploughing, he found this baby girl in the fields. And because the child was found while ploughing the fields, while tilling the fields, the child was named Sita. Now it is described, Janak Maharaj, he was such a Vaishnav. Although he was in his household duties as a king, but it is described his character was like a swan. Now as we hear many times, a swan, the character of a swan is to separate milk and water. Now character of swan, he was only focused on the essence of life. And this is one thing which made him such a successful householder Vaishnava. He was only focused on the essence of life. Very much focused on what is the goal of life. In the search for absolute truth. That was his the thing. His body, mind, words, absolutely focused in the service of the Supreme Lord. And therefore, in his kingdom, only one thing would go on. Constant debates. He would call so many sadhus, so many rishis, munis, and constantly he would be holding debates and discussions about absolute truth. And trying to understand from them how to achieve the absolute truth, what is the goal. So this is one thing which made him very successful. He was constantly holding debates, constantly holding kathas in his kingdom. In fact, in the Upanishads, if you find sometimes some discussion quoted in the Upanishads, it will be quoted, such and such discussion happened in the kingdom of Mithila Naresh Janak. Now imagine, so famous, many important discussions took place in his kingdom. And he was always absorbed in that, he was focused on the essence, always absorbed in such debates. One such debate happened, where he invited many, many great sages, and one of the sages which happens to be there was Ashtavakra Muni. Now Ashtavakra, as the name says, whose body is twisted, eight places, eight deformities in his body. Just a reminder to switch off the phones and keep it on silent mode. If you do not know how to, you can ask your neighbor. What we were discussing? My mind got deformed. So eight deformities were there. So now these eight deformities, interesting thing, how Ashtavakra is born. Very interesting, you know, all these Puranic stories are highly interesting and unbelievable. Ashtavakra's father was instructing him in the womb. Lessons started in the fetal stage. Ashtavakra was in the womb of the mother and father thought, very nice. You know, child is born, then difficult to instruct. Start instructing in the womb only. And father is instructing. Ma ko bithaya baitho. Started in the womb. And the instructions are in the womb. And see the combination of father and son. Here father is expert, but son is no less. In the womb he is super expert. He is hearing what father is telling. And at one point, father made a slight distortion. Sorry, father made some mistake in his statements. When father made some mistake in the statements, immediately from inside the womb, this child made a sound. He did something wrong. He found a fault with the father's statement. And the father felt offended. Vare beta, inside the womb only, finding fault. Bahar aayega to kya karega? So then he immediately cursed him. He said, you will be born deformed in eight places. That's how the child became Ashtavakra. What a story. And then the child was born. Very intelligent, very sharp. Grew up little, was taken to the court of Janak Maharaj. And in the court of Janak Maharaj, this great debate is taking place where all the rishis are assembled. And you know how medical science, all doctors different opinions. Similarly, all sages different opinions. Unless they are really in devotional service, they are all confused about what the goal of truth life is. Absolutely. So Janak Maharaj is hearing and some important issue is being discussed. And Ashtavakra's father is also commenting. And Ashtavakra's child is sitting in the corner. And Ashtavakra happens to hear this. And he gets up. And he says, what all of you are saying is wrong. Nobody knows. You are all making up stories. Kisi ko kuch malum nahi. Sab bakwas kar rahe. All playing around with words. All doing time pass in the name of search of absolute truth. Janak Maharaj shocked. Are wa? Father pe ungli. Father also said, and Ashtavakra said, including my father. He also does not know. Pehle curse mila, tabhi shant nahi huye. Including my father. And then Janak said, oh really? You know a lot. Okay, you tell me. What are the conclusions of scriptures? How to understand the absolute truth? Ashtavakra said, well, if you want to know, you have to do whatever I say. And look at Janak. His confidence. He said, fine, whatever you say, I will do. Such surrender. He said, Janak was so surrendered to the order of the sages, to the order of Guru. Anything will do to search for absolute truth. Anything. So, now, Ashtavakra said, you have to do whatever. Ashtavakra walked into the forest. And after some time, Janak realized, oh, I have to do whatever he says, let me go. He went searching. So it's a dense, dense forest and naturally king is going to walk with all, going to go to the forest with all his sena, all the soldiers and the troops and everyone is following. And gradually they enter the forest and they enter and they enter and they enter and it gets more and more dense and everybody gets separated. and the soldiers are somewhere and the king is somewhere, and finally not finding, goes deeper and deeper and deeper, and finally he comes to the place where Ashtavakra Muni is sitting. And the story is interesting the way I heard this. He says, now Janak Maharaj, as soon as he sees, he wants to get off his horse and offer obeisances, and he gets off the horse, and even before he gets off the horse, he's told, just wait. Ashtavakra says, wait. And he's told to just wait in that uncomfort. He was like half down the horse. Just wait like that. And he was made to wait for long, long time. Now, so different descriptions, somebody said days, somebody says months, I don't know what. But long, long time. And Ashtavakra was so pleased. This is amazing. Your surrender, your dedication. You are told to do like that and you are doing. Your search for absolute truth. Today, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's appearance day. That also glorious day which shows Bhaktisiddhanta's search for absolute truth. His desire to surrender to Gaur Kishore Babaji Maharaj. His desire to do bhajan for years. How many? 9 years he performed? 9 years? 9 years bhajan in seclusion, chanting on the banks of Ganges in Navadvip, roaming like a madman. Such determination, such dedication. And when Gaur Kishore Babaji rejected him, he said, no, I cannot initiate you. He wanted to take initiation from Gaur Kishore. And Bhaktisiddhanta told Gaur Kishore Baba, he quoted the example of Ghoshtipurna. He said, Ramanujacharya 17 times walked to Ghoshtipurna to get instructed by Ghoshtipurna, and every time his spiritual master Ghoshtipurna rejected him. Now he walked all the way. He was rejected. He came back, again walked, again came back 17 times. So then Bhaktisiddhanta told Gaur Kishore Babaji Maharaj that just like he, I will also wait for as long as you will not give me diksha, but I will surrender to you. Such dedication, such determination. No, Janak Maharaj had such determination, he stayed like that. Ashtavakra was so pleased. That is the time Ashtavakra and Maharaj Janak made such thick friendship with each other, made such thick relationship with each other. Ashtavakra, the sage, fully blessed Janak Maharaj with all the knowledge of absolute truth. Whatever he knew about the conclusion of scriptures, fully blessed him. And Janak got so blessed, and that, from that time he started regularly visiting Ashtavakra's kingdom. And Ashtavakra staying in the forest, Ashtavakra had many monks, many sadhus whom he used to train, renunciants. And here, whenever the king would come, Ashtavakra would get up immediately. Now imagine a whole assembly of sadhus, renunciants, they are all hearing attentively. And as soon as whenever Janak comes with all his opulence and so, immediately he gets up. And he runs and gives all the private time. And this happened once, this happened twice, this happened many times. So all the monks are wondering, our guru is becoming corrupt, looks like. Huh? Jab dhani aadmi ko dekhta aisa uth jata hai, aisa aishwarya mein duba hua Janak Maharaj, he is mad after him. As soon as he neglects, he doesn't even look at us. And Janak understood the mentality. He thought, Ashtavakra understood the mentality. He thought, let me just show what is the consciousness of Maharaj Janak. So he made a whole plan, a plot. Now this story is so many versions I heard. I was wondering which one to believe, but all beautiful versions. He says, Janak, Ashtavakra, he told one soldier, he said, when the katha is going on, you come running and tell Janak Maharaj your kingdom is on fire. The soldier said, very good. So soldier came running. And he came running, and this is a big katha assembly going on, and Janak is sitting in the audience like a humble listener, servant of the guru. and soldier walks in and offers dandavats to the king. Jai ho, Maharaj ki jai ho, aapke mahal mein aag lag gayi hai, jaldi kari. He's so much. And the king gets up and starts blasting the soldier. You rascal, you foolish, you impudent. First of all, you come and offer dandavats to me and not to my guru. How dare you do that? And then you disturb the katha just for the sake of a palace. Because palace is on fire. Just get lost. And all the monks are wondering. He's so irresponsible. Now see, monks are finding fault. See, he's so irresponsible. He should go and take care of the palace. Ashtavakra understood the mentality of the monks. Aage dekho. I'll show you. After some days, he called another person. Katha is going on and Janak is sitting and the monks are sitting. And he called one person. Ashtavakra told one person, when the katha is going on, you come. And as soon as you come, you say, hurry, all the monks, their cloths are hanging on the rope line and the monkey is chewing all the cloths. Please do something. And he came, hey, monkey has come and he spoiled the whole ashram and your loincloth is hanging there and it is being chewed by the monkeys into pieces. And all the monks immediately rush to the ashram because their simple loincloth is being torn by the monkeys. And they went and they realized there is no monkey, there is nobody to tear the clothes, nothing is happening. And it was just a story. They understood. It was the plan of our Guru Ashtavakra to show what is the mentality of Maharaj Janak. How much absorbed he is in Harikatha. Why Janak has such thick friendship with Ashtavakra? Why Ashtavakra had so much faith in Maharaj Janak? And it's interesting. Therefore, Gita is mentioning, karma nevhi samsiddhim asthita janakade. He was a self-realized soul, but he stick to his prescribed duties. Very difficult to understand. I remember when I used to come to this temple in the early days, and there was one devotee who was employed here in the temple. He was employed in one of the departments, he was paid, but because he was employed, he was staying in the temple all the time. So one day I came to him and I was a student and I said, oh Prabhuji, you are so fortunate, you are staying here. And you are all the time here. And you are getting every day Mangalarti and you are getting all the classes and you are this. And he said, so what? My position is like a person who is on the platform, staying on the platform and thinking, I will catch the train. And train passed away in front of him. Sometimes, you know, here Ashtavakra is teaching to all his monks and those monks are thinking, Ashtavakra is here, we are here, life will go like this, eternity. Ashtavakra is here and I am here and we are hearing. And here Janak is staying at home. But his eagerness to hear about absolute truth, to develop God consciousness, Krishna consciousness is so powerful that here the monks staying on the platform miss the train. Oh, one of our monks did that in our ashram. We went to catch a train at a VT station. This happens. Now somebody may wonder, how can this happen? You're on the platform, you miss the train. It happens. All the monks, you know, running for Vrindavan Yatra. I think last year only it happened. Or I don't know, previous year. We are all running to catch the train and this is one platform, simultaneously two trains standing. And we are all rushing with the bag and all the monks into one train. But one monk was so absorbed in... so he moved into another train. And he is sitting at his seat and he is sitting, you know. And and after some time he called. He called, where are you? It's time to start the train starting now. Where are you? And all of us are wondering, where are you? Train already started. So train already started. And we went. And somehow he had to miss the train. Then he came by next day's train. but sometimes it happens. So that time I thought, wow, it really happens. You are on the platform and you miss the train. Ashtavakra's disciples are on the platform but they miss the train, and Janak Maharaj is in the kingdom but he caught the train. He tuned in very nicely to the right frequency. Many stories like that. So many people had doubts. This Janak, why people bow down to him like this? One day Narad Muni also had a doubt. Janak. Narad Muni. He wanted to test. How is it that Janak is glorified so much? So many sadhus go to his kingdom. So many renunciants go to ask him, please initiate us and make us your disciple. You know, like Gaur Kishor Babaji Maharaj going to Bhakti Vinod Thakur and hearing, please. Now Bhakti Vinod Thakur, that time Grihastha magistrate, and of course Gaur Kishor Babaji already, and he's asking, please. He was so eager to hear the katha from Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So Narad Muni is wondering what is. And Narad Muni came to Janak and asked, your name is famous as Videha. Videha means jo deha se pare hai. In Bhagavad Gita, many verses which describe a karma yogi. Like one verse, yadricha labh santushta dvandva atita vimatsara sama siddhau asiddhau cha kritvapi na nibadhyate. Yadricha labh santushta. One who is satisfied with whatever comes out of its own accord, whatever gain comes, loss comes, he is satisfied. Sama siddhau asiddhau cha, in success or failure, he is undisturbed. Videha, beyond deha. He is in deha. Now Janak was not an irresponsible king. We have this story that fire in the palace and he did not go. But that doesn't mean he was irresponsible. He was one of the most successful kings. That is why he is glorified. Most successful kings, but inside most absorbed. Another verse in Gita, beautiful verse, which describes a karma yogi. Yo anta sukha. Yo anta sukha antar jyotir. Yo anta sukha antar aramas tatha antar jyotir evacha. Now Bhagavad Gita is not talking about changing external activities. Bhagavad Gita is saying focus on the happiness within. Yo anta sukha antar aramas, whose happiness is within, who rejoices within, who takes pleasure within, who is satisfied within, sa yogi brahma nirvanam. Such a person, brahma bhuto adigacchati. Such a person has achieved brahma nirvanam. He does not depend upon external success to make him happy. Although he engages in all kinds of undertakings, he engages in all the activities, but still he is inside satisfied. Now one may wonder, what kind of dream or romantic idea this is? Does it really work? It all depends how deeply one is connected to the Supreme Lord within. In spite of being in the world, he is not disturbed. Another verse, naiva kinchit karomi iti yukta manneta tatva vit. He is engaged in eating, he is engaged in sleeping, he is engaged in talking, he is engaged in walking. While doing all the activities, he does nothing at all. This is amazing. He is doing everything, but he is not doing anything. Which means, he does not get affected. His inner peace, inner connection with Supreme does not get affected by the upheavals of this world. The upheavals of this world. So, Janak Maharaj is called Videha, and Narad Muni is telling, how you are Videha? Aray, you are a king and we see you go for fighting. When there is failure, you take action. You take action to protect your soldiers. You take action to protect your wife, your children, your kingdom. You take action to protect your treasury. You know, it's like many of you going to bank every day, going to job, looking at the checks, how much money is coming, how much money is going, always on phone calls, and somebody say, "Arre yaar, tum kaisa videh hai? Hamesha deh hame khoya hua hai." Naturally, anybody will get bewildered. "Arre ye kaisa videh hai?" Videha means leave everything and sit outside. Just give up all worldly duties. Narad Muni is asking, "How you are Videha?" Janak said, "Wait, let me tell you. Come with me. Just follow me." Now this is the same story which is explained one time with Sukadev Goswami, one time with another person, one time with Narad Muni. Anyway, focus on the content, not on the names. Narad was told, "Take a bowl of milk." I'm sure it was not so good. It was like a more shallow bowl, and the milk was up to the brim. And Narad was told, "Just follow me wherever I go, morning to evening." I think Narad happened to go in the morning, and he said, "Till evening you follow me. And you have to carry this bowl and make sure not even a drop of milk spills out of the bowl." Not even a drop of, in this container, not even a drop of milk. Narad says, "Fine." The whole day, Janak took him through all different areas of the kingdom. Some places very opulent. Some places lot of distractions. Some places lot of entertainment going on. Some places lot of beautiful women are there. Some places lot of worldly other activities going on. Some places soldiers are there. And he's walking and walking and walking. And finally in the evening they came by. He says, "So, Naradji, how was the kingdom? What all did you see in the kingdom?" And Narad said, "What? You gave me this bowl of milk. Not even a drop should spill. And I was like always trying to balance it. Not even a drop of milk should spill. And you are saying, what all did you see?" He says, "This is how I managed to be Videha." He says, "Just like your only focus, your only attention, your one pointed thing was not even a drop of milk should spill. Similarly, my one pointed attention, by the power of good association of sages, because I constantly spend my time with devotees hearing about the absolute truth, especially about death. I constantly spend time hearing about death. I am always worried. Death can come at any moment. And therefore, while engaging in all the worldly duties, I know my main goal is to fulfill the main goal at the time of death. I should be ready for death at any moment. Ready to remember the Supreme Lord at any moment. And because I am so deeply absorbed in this consciousness, therefore I am so successful to be Videha. The activities of Deha does not entangle me." That's amazing. One person asked me, I was in the base classroom, we were having a small class, and one person asked, "Why you are always talking about death in your classes?" Me means all ISKCON devotees, not me. I mean everyone. "Why always talking about death? Why you take death as the main motivating factor to make people to chant? Is there no better motivation?" I don't know if the devotee is sitting here somewhere, but I hope he will enjoy the conversation. So, and he was sincere seeker. He's asking sincerely, and his point made sense. He said, "I get scared." And then I made him more scared. I said, "Who knows, after this class, one of us may die." I said, "How can you say that? And why should I not say that?" Maybe you will be the next one. Who knows? Sometimes you have to be blunt, you know. Sharp. You have to be really okay. Right on the face. "You will die next minute. So what?" And he said, "Wow." He said, "But that makes life scary." Then somebody sent me a WhatsApp video, you know, showing that a devotee in America or somewhere, or I think Mayapur, madly dancing in the kirtan. So I sent that video to this person. I said, "See, when you are always scared about death, this is what happens to you." you become a mad dancer in the kirtan. In the sense that you take shelter of holy name very, very seriously. And when you take shelter of holy name very seriously, you get so connected with the holy name and then you experience topmost bliss. But for a conditioned soul, the first thing which shakes him, I will die at any moment. And therefore, he becomes Videha. He told Narad Muni, therefore I have become Videha. Although I am doing so many things, I don't get entangled. At the end of the day, I know I am going to die at any moment. Let me focus on the main goal of my life. Therefore, it's a good exercise. Sometimes at the end of the day, you know, you open Bhagavad Gita or Krishna book and just forget all the illusory things of the day and focus on the reality. Morning start with the reality, whole day into illusory world, night again into reality. Another story about Janak Maharaj. In fact, when Ashtavakra used to come to Janaka's kingdom, some people would actually laugh at Ashtavakra or maybe made remarks privately, because he used to look, I mean, there are many stories, people laughing at Ashtavakra because he used to look really funny. And Ashtavakra commented, he said, your people in the court, they are not like, they are actually not fit to be there. They are actually cobblers. Why? Because they are so skin conscious. They are always looking at the externals of a person. They don't deserve to be there. They are cobblers. Cobbler plays with the skin. Another time, some brahmanas, same thing about the death, you know. Some brahmanas came and they had the same doubt. They were looking at Janak and thinking, he appears, he claims to be a great saint. Everybody worships him. He's a materialistic person. They were thinking in their mind. And Janak could read the mind. He could see they are finding faults. See, this is interesting. Janak said, because you are finding fault, you have done the crime of finding fault with the king, I give you capital punishment. Somebody may say, what kind of Mahajan he is? Janak used to teach lessons also like that. Janak was a king, but he was a Rajarishi teaching lessons also to the sages. So this Brahmana came, he says, give capital punishment. But before capital punishment, ek hafta khub khilao isko. 56 bhog khilao, 108 bhog khilao, dawa ke khilao. But 7 days later, you will be given capital punishment. Killed, hanged to death. One day kept all the puris and halwa and sweet rice, and next day, I don't know, 7 days, maybe they had 7 days, you know, one day South Indian, one day Gujarati, one day Punjabi, one day Marwari, different foods they might be having. So, and one day some Western food, I don't know that time they had or not. But different foods they might be having. And on the 7th day, when he was just taken for his last, he was just taken for his last minute, about to be hanged to death, he was told, okay, have little more masala milk. First class with dry fruits. Have it with nice puris. And then he was asked, so how was that feast? What was the best item you had? He said, Maharaj Janak, what could I taste? Every time you fed me kheer and rabdi and puri and dhokla and khandvi and what all, I only saw the sword hanging on my neck. I could not enjoy anything. I could. And Janak Maharaj asked, and how was that milk with dry fruits and with that, was it sufficiently sweet? He said, I have no idea it was sweet or not. I was only looking, thinking about the sword hanging on my neck. Janak said similarly, I also enjoy, I engage in all these activities. But because by the association, by the good association, by constantly engaging in Shravanam with Gurus and Sadhus, I am always conscious that death can come at any moment, and therefore I do not enjoy anything. I do not suffer anything. Neither I enjoy, neither I suffer, because I know everything is an illusion. Therefore Janak was called Videha. And by reading all these stories, I was thinking, now this verse makes really good sense from Bhagavad Gita. karmanev hi samsiddhim asthita janak adaya. Kings like Janak were fully self-realized and still continued to engage in their worldly household duties. Fully self-realized. More self-realized than many renunciants. This is another one story about this same theme. There is one Brahmana, he did some mistake. I forgot what the story was. But he did some mistake and then he was told that Janak Maharaj immediately said, "You have to immediately get out of my dominion. Wherever my kingdom goes, you cannot stay." And this Brahman was very sharp. And he knew Janak is also very sharp. Immediately he raised the question, "Oh king, okay fine, I will leave. But please tell me, which is that area which does not come under your domain? Aapka rajya kahan kahan tak phaila hua hai?" Raja Janak. Now this is another quality of Raja Janak. Although he was so much into worldly duties, but he was so introspective. So introspective. Simple question. Aapka rajya kahan kahan tak phaila hua? He could have answered 100 miles or 200 miles or whatever. Or the king, this much king, whatever. What did he say? He began introspecting. Oh really? Good question. Mera rajya kahan kahan tak phaila hua hai? Come on, simple question, just answer it. He started becoming philosophical about it. This was King Janak, fully absorbed in Shastras. You know, one austerity of mind says, Manaha prasadat saumyatvam maunam atma vinigraha. Completely satisfied, completely absorbed in the self, full control over the mind and senses. He did not get angry at the Brahman. He was so absorbed, he said, wow, good question. He said, actually, there is nothing which belongs to me, but actually everything belongs to me. Brahman nahale pe dala de diya. You know? He says, everything belongs to me, but nothing belongs to me. So Brahman asked, can you please explain? Janak said, actually nothing belongs to me. He says, everything including this body. Like Bali Maharaj surrendered himself completely to the Supreme Lord. He says, this body and everything, my mind, my words, everything belong to the Supreme Lord. This hand belongs to the Supreme Lord. This finger belongs to the Supreme Lord. And everything around him belongs to the Supreme Lord. Nothing belongs to me. So how can I leave? Yeah, you cannot leave. Just stay here. But then everything belongs to me. How is that? He said, when a person is Videha, self-realized platform, he has completely conquered the sense of smell. That is represented by earth element. So I have completely conquered the full earth. He said a person Videha has completely conquered the sense of taste. He has completely conquered the sense of hearing, sound, which is there in the ether. Sense of touch. He said, touch, I have completely conquered the sense of touch. Of course, he always gave credit to the power of good association, power of sages, power of saintly association. He said, a person who has conquered earth, water, fire, air, ether. This means everything comes under his dominion, therefore the whole kingdom is mine. The king of all the five elements. A person who has conquered his inner self, he has conquered everything. Nothing remains to be conquered. Such was the character of Maharaj Janak. Just by his power of association, therefore you see, Srila Prabhupada and all the whole parampara from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emphasize so much on the process of hearing, Shravanam. Shravanam was so much emphasized because wherever one is, by Shravanam, one develops an intense desire to achieve Krishna. And once that intense desire develops, wherever one is, sthane sthita shruti gatam tanu van manobhir, sthane sthita, you wherever you are, whichever situation you are a sannyasi, you are a brahmachari, you are a grahastha, whatever you are, you can conquer the Supreme Lord. Ye ajit jito. Ajit jo jinko aap jeet nahi sakte, unko jeet lete hain. Kaise? केवल श्रवण करके या उस स्थान पे जाके जहां पे हरि कथा हो रही है, वेयर डिस्कोर्सेज अबाउट द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड आर टेकिंग प्लेस, यू सरेंडर योर बॉडी, योर माइंड, योर वर्ड्स टू दैट प्लेस, यू विन ओवर द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड हु इज डिफिकल्ट टू बी कॉन्क्वर्ड. योर हार्ट गेट्स कंप्लीटली कॉन्क्वर्ड बाय दैट सुप्रीम लॉर्ड. Therefore, this process is very simple. Just hear from those who are madly attached to Sri Krishna, and one develops that desire to achieve Krishna. Then, wherever one is, like this morning, Chaitanya Charan Prabhu was giving a brilliant class. I'm sure some of you would have heard it. Brilliant class. He was telling how our desires sometimes go through a sine curve, you know, up and down and up and down. So our desires, sometimes long time also some lower desires come up. But then he says how you check, you see your advancement by change of values. What priority you give to those desires. He was giving example of Yamunacharya. He says, I spit at the thought of sex desire. Which means desire comes, but he spits at the thought. Which means lower desires sometimes come, but you spit at the thought. Change of values. And how this determination develops? By hearing, by the process of hearing. And therefore, one does not need to renounce. And that's why the first six chapters of Bhagavad Gita, in Ashtanga Yoga, he says you need to renounce everything. But this Karma Yoga you can practice in household life, in your workplace, and still develop an intense desire like Janak Maharaj. Therefore, Janak is a Mahajan. Who lived in the house or life, who decorated himself with ornaments, with great dresses, whatever was required for social life he did. But inside, because of hearing from sages, always holding discourses in his kingdom, that was his one thing. In his house, always holding discourses. This katha and that katha and that debate and that. And that created intense desire that he succeeded many of the renunciants who went to the platform and missed the train. Like that. I was really touched by this statement when this devotee told me. He says, you may say we are staying in the temple, but we will miss the train because we are on the platform. But somebody who hears very submissively, like Maharaj Janak heard Ashtavakra, they purify not only themselves, but wherever they travel, they purify. And this is one last story. I'm sure you would have heard this story. Very famous story. We often quote in terms of holy name or the power of association. Janak, final moments. When he left body, he was on the way to the divine abode. And this is a common story we always, actually, I found a great song in this regard. So, Janak, he was on the divine abode on the way, and I don't know how the journey takes place, but it happens, he happened to pass through near the hellish planets. And when he happened to pass his chariot or however he was going, he happened to pass through the hellish planets. Wind from his body, just the wind, the breeze from his body happened to go into the hellish planets. And immediately all the people who were suffering, they suddenly experienced great bliss. As if suddenly, simple thing, you know, you are feeling hot in a desert, hot. And suddenly from the river, a cool wind comes and suddenly the feeling, you enjoy that. Now here, hellish sufferings are going on, they are suffering so miserably, and Janak's body, that wind blows and touches all these miscreants, all these people who are suffering in the hell, and they experience, and they cry out, Janak Maharaj, please come inside. Arey, your breeze is so powerful, your close association would be so powerful, just come. And Yamaraj gets all nervous, you know, hey, what is this? This is for punishment, why are you coming here? You should go to divine abode. And he's standing at the gate. Hey, what's happening here? Oh, this is the place of punishment. So Yam is telling, this is not the place for you. You go. Because Yam is thinking, agar ye andar aa gaye to hamara dhanda band ho jayega. Because his association is so powerful, all the miscreants immediately will be purified. You see? In our bhajan, you know, we sing that. Darshane pavitra kare aito mar gunam. Just by your darshan you get purified others. And now, see, Janak is there, and he one of his quality was, he was personification of compassion. He could not see anyone suffering. And here like a whole planet of people full of suffering, so many people are suffering. And Janak said, I mean, I was surprised, there is a whole poem written on this pastime. First time I encountered this poem. Janak want to come inside and relieve all the suffering, and Yamaraj is telling, no, you go, let them suffer, they deserve that, they have done so much sin. Janak said, what will it take to relieve them? Tell me, what will it take? Just one. Your one remembrance of Lord Krishna, your one chanting of Lord, which you have done in one of your days, just give that piety. Usme itna piety hai, aapke mukh se nikle harinam mein itna piety hai, all the people in this planet, their sin cannot stand against that piety. Such power is there in the holy name emanating from the mouth of a great soul. He says, fine, give them that piety. And immediately all the people got delivered, joined him on their journey to the divine abode. So here, I really liked it, because this is, I mean, I forgot this, we used to reread this in our childhood, and I had forgotten this. You see, in Gurudwaras they sing, many of these bhajans on Hindu, what do you say, on the Hindu scriptures. That is also Hindu only, but for whatever reason the discrimination is there. So they sing that. So they have, one of them has written this beautiful song on Maharaj Janak, on this pastime only. And I said, wow, that's beautiful. It says, now this is Punjabi. Bhagatu Vada Raja Janaku hai, Gurumukhi Maya Vidhi Udasi. Now this is saying, Bhaktu Vada Raja Janak hai. Raja Janak is a great devotee. Maya Vichi Udasi. He stays indifferent. Now this is of the Sikh, sect. They are writing this beautiful bhajan on Maharaj Janak. Maya Vichi Udasi. In Maya, they remain Udasi, indifferent. On worldly duties, but indifferent. Dev lok nu chaliya gan gandharbhu sabha sukhvasi. He was going to the abode of God, and then it says, Jampuri gaya pukar suni. He went to Yamaraj, pukar suni. Whose pukar? He heard so many people calling him. Villavini jeeva narak nivasi. They were all calling, lamenting, please come into the narak. Dharma Rainu Akhiyu Sabhna Dikari Band Khalasi. He asked Dharma Rai Yamaraj, please relieve them, relieve them. And they sing this beautifully. You go to Gurudwaras in Gujarat, in this thing, in Punjabi, they sing all this. Kare binnati dharma rai hai sevuko thakur abinasi. And Yamaraj said, Hare, what can I do? I am just a servant of Supreme Lord. I cannot relieve them. Main to sevak hoon. Malik se poochho. Janak bolte, chinta mat kar, main responsibility leta hoon. Inko nikalo yahan se. Karai binnati dharma rai. Karai binnati, he begged. Gahine dhariyun iku nai papa nali kare nirjasi. Janak said, I will offer a part of my devotion. And then he says, Pasangi papunu pujani gurumukhi nau atulana tulasi. Gurumukhi, whatever the holy name heard from the mouth of Maharaj Janak, so powerful. Once you remember that piety, itana punya tha usme, all the people in the hell were delivered. Just by that power. So they have written this whole beautiful bhajan. bhojan. That's the story of Maharaj Janak. Janak Maharaj ki jai. There is a small, if you just give me 3-4 minutes, sorry. No, this is just a small, I was in two minds now what to do, Janak Maharaj speak or Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur you speak, because today is the appearance day also. But this was a small talk given by Srila Prabhupada, just quickly I will read it, on Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur's appearance day, if your permission, just few minutes it will take. When I was 70 years old, I decided, Srila Prabhupada is writing in the lecture on Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur's appearance day, now I must do and execute the order of my Guru Maharaj. And thus this movement was started in 1965 from New York. And I was not very much hopeful, because it is very difficult task, just opposite the European and Western culture. I came. When I came, I had no money. So I got a free passage through some Indian steam navigation company. So I came by ship. So when I was on the ship at Boston Port, Commonwealth Port, I was thinking, I have come here. I do not know what is the purpose, because how the people will accept this movement. Actually, you see, we were talking about Janaks, Gurumukha, this bhajan, you know. Gurumukha now Atulanatula. See, this power of Janak Maharaj's one holy name delivered all this Narak people. Bhakti Siddhanta's one order. Prabhupada was so much. Now we reflect back and look at this temple after temple opening. Now this Miraro temple, big temple opened a few months back. Sikh temple, after, just from that one order taken by one person seriously. I do not know what is the purpose, because how people will accept the movement. They are differently educated. And as soon as I will say, so, my dear sir, you have to give up meat eating and illicit sex and no intoxication and gambling, they will say, please go home. Because that was the experience of one of my god brother. He went to London and he had the opportunity to talk with one big man, Marquis of Jutland, who was formerly the governor of Bengal. At that time I was a student. He was Scotsman and I was student of Scottish Churches College. So he came to see our college and he was standing in front of me in the second year class. He was very nice, good gentleman. So he proposed to my god brother, whether you can make me a Brahman. So my god brother proposed, yes, we can make anyone Brahman provided you follow no illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling. So Lord Jutland immediately replied, impossible. So I was thinking that I will propose something which is impossible. Anyway, let me try. Devotee said, Jai Hari Bol. So Prabhupada. So now by the grace of Krishna and by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and in the presence of my Guru Maharaj, you are so nice boys and girls. So in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are chanting Hare Krishna mantra. And you are taking part in it very seriously. So my Guru Maharaj will be very much pleased upon you and bless you with all benefits. So he wanted this. And he is not, Srila Prabhupada chokes up with tears. It is not that he is dead and gone. That is not spiritual understanding. Even ordinary living being, he does not die. Na hanyate hanyamane sharire. So what to speak of such exalted, authorized personalities like Bhakti Siddhanta? He is seeing, I never feel I am alone. Of course, when I came to your country without any friend, no means, practically just like a vagabond I came. But I had full faith, my Guru Maharaj is with me. I never lost this faith, and that is fact. there are two words, Vani and Vapu. Vani means words and Vapu means physical body. Vani is more important than Vapu. Vapu, physical body will be finished. This is material body. That is the nature, it will be finished. But if we stick to the Vani, to the words of spiritual master, then we remain very fixed up. It does not matter. Just like Bhagavad Gita. It was spoken 5000 years ago, but if you keep the words of Krishna, it is always fresh and guiding. Not that Arjuna personally listened to Krishna. That is not a fact. If you accept Bhagavad Gita as it is, then you should know that Krishna is there before you. We have got this human form of life, it will be finished as the cats and dogs' life also finish. But if we try through Guru and Vaishnava, then we can achieve in this life the full success, not failure like cats and dogs' life. So as far as possible, we are trying to lead you in this line and you kindly follow. Then your life will be successful. This is the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wanted to deliver these fallen souls, the conditioned souls rotting in this material world. So Krishna himself comes, Krishna sends his devotees just to execute the mission to reclaim the fallen souls from the clutches of illusory energy, material world. Thank you very much. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrind ki jai. Kalyug Pavan Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for your patient listening.
Hare Krishna. His Grace Gaurang Priya Prabhu ki jai. So I request devotees to kindly be seated. Just a couple of announcements and then we will be having Kirtan. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So first of all, we would like to welcome all the guests and devotees who have come here and joined us.